but don't you call us petty. We that bread and butter, fuck off if you're feeling jelly. They call me Dr. Nympho, freaking with that PhD. Two freaks and a virgin, let us take you where you wanna be. Where else you gonna get one show, three fantasies? X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be. X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be.
She won't drop out, her parents are looking up funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new pairs. Cause the baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious, with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she made her daughter a lady. Yeah, it's been so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious, that's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Brody's and Lashes that drove me crazy, I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this, just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. People high stuff got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. But the road to riches and diamond rings. Because they hate us, floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in the band, you still a nigga. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty silent where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack here by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally up than that. Cause fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I grew it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and fall, wishing a big. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on, and when it all falls down, South side, we gon' set this party on ride. West side, we gon' set this party on ride. Shout town, we gon' show them how we get down. I say it just like a seatbelt, save my life. Come on.
Appreciate the love, support. We just have some things going on. Now this nipple liquidation and S-gasm birthday month. So we've been turning up. We've been turning up. Y'all, we've been turning up. And it's only the 8th day of the goddamn month. And I feel like we already on the 28th day.
Yeah.
So we come in here with a sensational freestyle Saturday. And we just gonna freestyle the shit. But guess what we found, y'all? We still found some what ifs in the corner. So we gonna do some of them. But you know what? Me and them folk work together. And we wasn't doing no work. We was just talking. Remember that day, Nympho? We was talking about workplace relationships. How you, like...
Yeah, love on the clock.
Oh, am I going too fast?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you want me to shut up and you take over?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So, I guess what brought it to our attention is, like, okay. Like, when you working together with your partner, with your lover, where does the break come in? Like, how do you woo style? Like, how do you even conduct yourself at the workplace different from home? It's two different atmospheres, right? Mm. So, how you act at home, it shouldn't be how you act at the workplace.
Correct.
So we were just, I guess we was observing this couple, yo.
It's different couples we observe.
Yeah, but that first one that stuck out with me is that controlling one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he come in 30 minutes before she do. And he leave 30 minutes before she do. But you would think that they don't see each other. Because when she come in, he'll leave his area and make sure she get in the dough.
And that's on the other side of the building.
She get in the dough. He set the time clock with her. What did she clock in? When he leave, he's sitting at the time clock with her, waiting till she clock out. Like, he be there.
I don't think I ever see no other man talk to her.
I don't think they better not.
So you think he love her so much?
That
no,
ain't love.
No,
that's just too much
no,
control.
That's just... Because in some days, yeah, she look like...
She don't want to be bothered by him.
Yeah, like, she just look like...
Will he go somewhere?
What the fuck?
Why they working together?
They not working together. They just work on the same shift. They work in two different areas.
Oh.
But you would think that they work in the same area. Because he would come from the back of the warehouse just to see her in her area. Like, so me and Nefo was like, damn, could we handle something like that? Hell no.
You do that every day.
Keep in mind, this is a production-based job. Ours and his is too. So, I don't know how he doing it, but apparently he doing it because the motherfucker's still there.
He worrying about her more than making the fucking money.
That's
basically what it is.
So, what other couple you saw in Nefo that kind of alert you? First of all, what would you do if you was in that situation? Like,
who you
asking? With him. Both of y'all.
Well, listen. I feel like sometimes, like they were saying earlier on, put a ring on it. Mm-hmm. You gotta have time to miss somebody.
Yes.
So if he always there, you said show her face sometimes that she get agitated with him always being there.
Yeah.
How you have time to miss each other when he always like you need a? I feel like you need a break.
Cause sometimes she be talking to her friends and bam, there he go, he just pop up.
Why she talking to her friends? He expect her just to stop talking to her friends.
Must know what time it is because they leave.
What?
They must know what time it is because they leave. Should they leave her, and then it's just them.
Does it matter what race?
It looks like they Puerto Rican or
yeah, I would say that. But you know, they did say Puerto Rican men kind of crazy.
Yeah, they kind of supposed to be the dominant ones in the relationship. Like they make the decisions and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Okay, I see what S got him saying. I did see that.
I wouldn't work with. I couldn't deal with it.
I couldn't deal with it.
I need that time away, you know. And they always together, so
it could be a time of missing because they're working in two different areas. It could be a time of missing, but he gonna give the time because he always coming over there. He always coming over there to see her. I think one time me and Nefo, we saw him. He stayed there the whole shift, ain't it? Stayed in her area, stayed right beside her the whole shift.
He clock out with her.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, that's just too much. And if he's like that at work, I can't imagine how he is.
I can't either.
That's the first thing I think. First of all, yeah, you need time to miss somebody. Like, damn, y'all talk together at home. I'm sure y'all ride together. Like, I mean.
They ride together?
Yes.
So, that. You get sick of somebody when you got to talk to them, see them all the fucking time. Like, and then she be looking miserable sometimes. She probably tired of seeing his fucking face all the time. Like, damn, give the bitch a break.
Yeah.
Like, you hear his voice all the time. You see him all the time. What you think?
Let's get together in the bed.
Like, you don't give time for someone to even fucking miss your ass. Like, you start becoming irritating, and that's when the relationship starts to deteriorate, slowly deteriorate. It may not be deteriorating now because she may be used to the shit, but eventually that shit is going to wear the fuck out because you see somebody all the time. You're going to get eventually kind of like, damn, can I get just a little fucking space,
Especially if they get to the point where they can't communicate to somebody else. They can't have conversation with somebody else.
I mean, it's shown on her face.
Like, you jack in the box. Popping up. Fine, can I at least hold a conversation with my friends? For this little bit of time, can I at least hold a conversation with them? Like, that's not...
It's like, he gotta be involved in every fucking thing.
Yeah. Can she even take a shower by herself? Can she even go to the bathroom by herself?
Who knows? What couple you was talking about, Nefo?
Another couple, is... Like... Okay, the boy and the girlfriend, the one that, they a young couple. We see a lot of young couples at work, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, another example, y'all got to do everything together. Like, y'all got to clock out on time. Or if you don't go, then you got to work in this area. You got to work in this area with your boyfriend. Or... Like, why? It's a job for a reason. Like, y'all can see each other afterward. It don't have to be, or drawing bullshit start. Like, to where, that's another reason why I don't like fucking with nobody at the job. They say, is it okay? Do you think it's okay, cool, to deal with somebody at the job? Because you you have to handle that situation very to a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then you know how people like to run their mouth on the job. Mm-hmm. So you got these motherfuckers that like to run their mouth. Okay, say for instance, y'all do get up or something outside work. Okay, don't run your fucking, go back and run your fucking mouth on the job. Don't do that. That should be a number one rule when you dealing with somebody at work. If I tell you I like keep my business private outside of work, then that's where the fuck it need to go. Like, act like you don't fucking know me when we clock in. Don't be all up on me, wave, because people, motherfuckers at work will notice your shit. Mm-hmm. They will notice, oh, why he hanging out with you? Why he just stay sitting? He be eating and lunch with you all the time. You'd be surprised how nosy motherfuckers is at work. They will watch your every move like, what they got going on? You even have other coworkers asking, well, what they got going on? So, if you going to deal with somebody at work, make sure the motherfucker know how to play their position.
Yeah.
Don't have the girl all over you at work following you, going to your department when you, like, what? Okay, same as y'all did fuck. Don't make it known to the whole building or the whole office that we did that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's certain criteria you need to follow if you're going to do that. Now, I don't even feel like you should even be dealing with somebody like that. If you're going to have all your business out on damn department area, even the supervisor know what the fuck going on.
But some men, you know what? When I started, I was at that psychiatric hospital. Now, let me tell you. Some men try to have competition to see which one of them get it first. I'd have supervisors trying to say, oh, I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to never time of the day. I knew what was going on. I knew better. But you can see which they be competing. Like, oh, I got her. Mm-hmm. Or they be telling each other, okay, I had that. You can go ahead and get that. Oh, yeah. We work with a lot of men. There'd be a lot of that crap going around. And also, now I work with this older couple. They got to be in their 50s. 50s going into their 60s. Now, the chef is very flirtatious. He's the only male that work in the whole building. He can be flirtatious. One time it got to the point, and his wife, I don't know what kind of, she handles it very, very well. Now, it was one time when he was flirting with one of the older ladies there, and she took him serious. And he had to put allegations on it because he was like, I love my, I mean, he let me know, everybody know they married or whatever. He said, I love her. I've seen them kiss before, whatever. But, you, like I said, you like well, let's say you. I mean, this whole said you gotta leave work at work and home at home. I guess she love her husband enough and trust him enough that he ain't gonna do nothing, and she know that's just his nature. He is a friendly, fun guy, but I never seen him argue. I mean, oh Lord, he's mad. He has the attitude from hell. He can be worse than a woman when he got an attitude. But I have never seen them argue. I have never seen them have a disagreement at work. Like I said, the man, she
don't. And they don't bring their home problems to the job.
No.
That's another thing. Then they see on the workforce.
When they older, I said they make 50, so.
If y'all married or y'all in a relationship, and you know, as one of the couples, if you know that your man or your woman is not faithful, don't get on the job just to watch them. Like, why are you putting yourself through the scrutiny? If you already know the motherfucker a hoe, why go to the job and think you're going to control that? True. It's a whole building, a whole facility. You think he ain't going to be a whole there or she ain't going to be a whole there if she was already a whole before she got the job?
That's true.
Like, you got the job to watch him. Now, I think that's pretty sad. You got to go to his job to get a job to watch him to keep him from cheating.
Yeah, that's
right. He gonna fuck outside the job, and you think that's the only whole ground he got.
And then you still ain't gonna be able to watch him.
You can't stop no man from fucking cheating. You can't stop no woman from cheating either. So don't think you got that much motherfucking power. Mm-hmm. They gonna cheat. You, I don't care how much investigating, top-notch FBI you doing. They gonna cheat, and then once you catch them and they find out you done caught them, they only gonna get smarter because you're staying with them, so they gonna get smarter with the cheating.
Look at that young couple. They came in together, now they broke up. Why? First of all, you two got darn young, okay? Y'all look like y'all barely just over 21, and, like, to me, that's too young to be trying to, like, be so, oh, I'm fully committed, ready to marry. They look like they're barely over 21. So when you come to a place like that and you see types of women that you like, of course you're gonna get tempted if you're not strong enough. You know
some women flirting with them.
And girls look what the boy did.
Yeah.
Now, they work together on the same side, everything. Same side. The nigga found a way to get another girl number. Mm-hmm. And now they broken up. And he's talking to the girl that he got his number.
Still talking to her. In her face.
So they was living together?
No, they weren't living together. But they was in a relationship. What? Like, when you saw him, you saw her. Because they work on this.
Yeah.
Same side, they everything.
Together. Clock back in. Mm.
Yeah, he came to work together. He used to go pick her up from the house. Mm. And now he saw what he liked and left his long-term committed girlfriend to go with something else that he liked. Mm. Now, the right thing to do would have been just to break it off, but just to go be sneaky behind her back. And this is the thing that get me. The same girlfriend number he got, the girl used to talk to his ex-girlfriend.
Like friend-wise. Oh.
Like, so, you probably been eyeing him the whole time. When you been over here fake talking to me, mm-hmm. you really been over here ready to look at him trying mm-hmm. to get his attention. Mm-hmm. And now they together. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, that's just something we had to tap into. Y'all keep them workplace relationships, you know, to
if you can't handle it, don't do it.
If you're talking to somebody at the workforce and just tell them, you know, be a man or a woman about your shit. Everybody don't need to know what's going on off the clock.
I'm just going to be honest and say don't do it because you're going to tell a man all day, don't tell your business. And at the end of the day, a man going to most likely be a man and spread it. Like I said, men huddle in groups of men talk. They're going to be like, I got that. Like I said, they're going to want to be the CEO. I got that first. Go ahead and get that. You can go ahead and get that. She,
and God forbid y'all end on bad terms. You know everybody don't know your business then.
Remember, back in the day, we used to work and you knew who the hoes was in the building. Mm-hmm. And they were like, don't mess with them. You nothing but a hoe. Mm. Or then you knew, like some of the like guys had some of the girls where you knew not to. Some guys knew not to talk to that girl because they knew the other dude was talking to her. Like, I mean, this is a job. Like, people, they take the job. It's like a damn, field. Like, y'all ain't at work, right? We on production, but you'll walk all the way across the building just to see who, or go to that man's station, or go to see that girl. It's just crazy. Like, are y'all working? Y'all working for a paycheck? Or you just looking to court somebody.
And most of the time, jobs, say what it's called, jobs don't even agree with it. They don't even want you to do it.
Some of the damn supervisors be messing around.
Fraternizing.
Yeah. Remember Sylvia? Yeah. Well, they don't allow, like level ones can talk to level ones, but if you like if you a supervisor, you ain't supposed to be fraternizing with somebody who's a non-supervisor. You ain't supposed to be doing that. I think somebody got fired for that. Anyway, just don't, like Asgaz and Nympho say, just don't do it.
It's just a bunch of aggravation. And if you know, you're talking to somebody running their mouth, don't even fuck with them.
I'm normally like Nympho, like just don't fucking talk to me. But
yeah, I don't fuck with nobody.
I'm guilty. I still.
I might flirt with somebody,
but. Anytime I see, like, it's a problem, then I cut it off. Like, receiver hairline.
Yeah, sometimes you have to watch how somebody moves.
She's like a little dark skin when they... I saw the laundromat that time.
Oh, yeah, I'm guilty. I'm guilty, like, I don't know. It's just something about seeing
now, I tie it. It's wrong because you work with people every day. And
right.
Over time, if you really see somebody all the time and y'all might may connect, it's going to be like, you know, a little flirtation. He might be, you know, got potential.
What happens if y'all really connect and then you see him talking to somebody, you might not feel, you see him talking to somebody more than one time, you're going to feel no type of way?
I did the first time I started working there. I was communicating with somebody and then. But they always say he's a hoe type. Sorry, he was Jamaican. And Jamaicans are known to be hoes. So I did with him, but after he got fired, I was like, man, fuck this. I ain't talking to nobody. I ain't talking to nobody else. at the job. As soon as you say that, got dog, and here comes somebody else. So I just, I'm like, nympho. Like, if I'm bored, like the other day I was bored and we was in the area, we ain't like, so I just walked up front, you know, doing, and just talked to, like, my friend. He and my friend. Talked to him doing lunch. But other than that, relationship wise, nah. It's just best to keep it off the clock. But I'm not receiving airline. Good. But anyway, we are going to go to a song and then we're going to come back to some what ifs, okay? So. We'll be back.
Mark is on his way, boy. Jump off a balcony on that charge I kill for you, make it like an accident. Two hands on the wheel, but I'm still thinking about crashing it. Overdose no pill, and I still feel a little hesitant. I can't even chill with my niggas, cause you still tripping my jelly shit. Like that love got a nigga deep in. Heart hurting, feel like I ain't breathing. I'm just wondering why you leaving. Shit, loving you too hard, it ain't easy. Feel like that love got a nigga deep in. Heart hurting, feel like I ain't breathing.
What about my feelings? You the type that like the pop, and they gon' play a villain. I tried to hurt you so that you can see what I was feeling. Until I realized best revenge is if I'm making me succeed. It seems like you don't appreciate me till I'm done with you. But what, I'm sick of lies to my family like I'm done with you. Devote my ass, I asking God to break this bone with you. Don't even think you understand how much I fucked with you. You really miss me now. How you come to doing fuck shit, but tell me to keep it solid. Oh, you want a stupid bitch, but baby, that ain't how I'm rocking. You like, stay on top, grow up, boy, I ain't your fucking mom. I'm a nigga, I'm gon' fuck up shit, me too, let's get it poppin'. You a female, you can't do that, nigga, what? Nigga, stop, man. Boy, stop acting like you stupid, like you don't know I got options. You like them niggas, ain't me though, shit, I know, cause damn your problems. I'm my daddy, daughter, babe, let me show you how I'm rockin'.
I'm gonna get my feet in, heart hurt, like I ain't breathing. I'm just wondering why you leaving. Shit, loving you too hard, it ain't easy. Feel like that love got a nigga deep in. Feel like I ain't breathing. I'm just wondering why you leaving. She loving you too hard, it ain't easy.
So we about to get into these what ifs. So whoever go first, let's take off.
I ain't opened mine yet.
Oh, well, let me go first. What if you could go back and have one conversation with yourself at the age 18? What would you tell her or him? Like, what would you tell yourself?
I don't remember being 18.
I remember being 18. I think I remember being 18. I would tell my 18-year-old self, girl, relax. Bitch, relax, bitch. Enjoy life. It's short. You just need to let your hair down. Have fun. Fuck what other people think of you. Just do you. That's what I would tell my 18-year-old self. And I will also tell her, like life is going to be hard, which is nothing that God's going to throw at you that you cannot get through. So, like, just breathe. Like, breathe, relax. You got it. I don't know why they're quiet.
I don't remember being 18.
It was 20 years ago.
I would say
probably just getting out of high. Y'all graduating high school.
I would tell my 18-year-old self, seek help, pray, because you about to be in store for a lot of heartbreak, a lot of lies, stuff you think is love ain't love. Just be more on point. But, you know, even if I told my 18-year-old self those things, she wouldn't have fucking listened. She would have still did the same bullshit that led me to where I am now. So,
why you don't think she would listen?
Because I was so broken then, and, you know, I was going to do what the fuck I wanted to do, thought I was right about everything, and I was just running from myself, so I know I wouldn't have listened. Mm. So when you running from yourself, you ain't going to listen to nobody.
Well, I probably would have told my 18-year-old self, mother knows best, mother knows, and always I will always take heed to what my mommy tell me, because I still listen to some of the stuff she used to say even now. So I would say, I would be more strong to myself to make sure that I never forget what my mama told me.
That's true.
Because look at us now. Like, we still, you know, we 38. We still, you know. She's still something right in us, you know. We still, right. You know, so. I mean, I wish now I was a father. I'm what, 38? I guess I ain't got some kind of midlife crisis, but I guess I'm at the age now. I feel like I should be more further along in life than I am, and I'm trying not to beat myself up. But
as far as
everything,
I used to beat myself up because here I am, 38 with no kids. But then when you're around them. Kids, and you hear all this crying, screaming, bills, doctors, school supplies, school in general, they need this, they outgrow that, then here come Christmas, then next year after Christmas, here come, God darn, these summer clothes, winter clothes, fall clothes, back to school, like, God, dog. I'm not saying that they're not worth the sacrifice, but I'm content the way I'm at right now. I'm just gonna leave it at that. You at work, get a call from the school, gotta go pick him up. Somebody done got sick. Somebody done got in a fight. I got patience, but
they say enjoy yours while you don't have no kids. Go ahead and enjoy.
Exactly. And we've been
that's
doing
a whole
just that.
Life change.
We're doing just that. Can't take a nap when you want to with babies crying. You gotta learn like to adapt with them. And then you can't just go out of town when you want to. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you got to take them with you. Find a babysitter. Pay for that. Gas going up. Rent going up. kids still going up. You know what I'm saying? So,
at this point, it's kind of too expensive to have kids.
Especially right if you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah. Gas. Food. If you ain't got EBT, you screwed. Really. I'm just being honest. You screwed. Shit. High damn fucking eggs is. Shit is high. Grocery, I remember one time I could use like $25 to buy me a good cup of shit. Now, goddamn, $4, I ain't even got half shit in the damn cart.
That is true.
I compare like an old receipt I had. I bought the same shit one day. I said, and versus buying it now. And it was a total damn big ass jump. That's how you know grocery don't do that. Get an old receipt you got. and buy the same shit, and you'll see the price done went so far up. I'm like, God damn.
Even Dollar Tree.
I ain't even got meat in the buggy.
Yeah, even Dollar Tree and everything ain't a dollar no more. So that you know so the you Dollar Tree.
The kids crying, talking about they want a toy. It's a shit. You better go, we gonna make a toy, a homemade toy. By my toy, you gotta.
Yeah, they love slime these days.
Enjoy that food. That's your toy and your damn clothes.
Right. Mm. So who going next?
Gotta go. Alrighty. What if you had to choose between no love or money? Which would you choose? Definitely no love. Because you always need money.
Wow. I agree.
What love gonna buy you? Love gonna put food on the table.
Damn, and I am not like, I'm not the type like be broke, so I'm with this gas.
I guess I'm using the money too. Love don't buy, love will buy you shit. Bunch of fucking heartache and pain.
Aggravation. Shit,
I can buy love after I get the money. I can buy me a good hoe. I don't need no damn.
Or a toy.
I really wouldn't even need a husband. Just give me a good hoe where I can see all the time, and that's it. Shit. But once you get them, shit, husband, they get on your goddamn nerve, try to take your goddamn money.
You ain't so lying about that.
Give me the money.
Yeah. Dang. I ain't had to think about that.
Who both y'all said at the same time?
Shit.
Damn. Okay, Devo.
This one is, if you find out later that you... Yet your lover was somebody you were kin to. What if you find out later? Yeah, your lover was somebody you was kin to.
That's crazy. Well, I was to that point close one time. My cousin. But thank God that came out before anything happened. But you know, I don't know. Some people just, they would have been like, well, we in it now, so we might as well just stay with it. Well, you know what? I was at a nail shop the other day, but I was getting my feet done. And this lady was saying how her first cousin is in love with her.
I just saw on Instagram where a couple, they realized they had three kids. And now they realize that they cousin. And they married. And they don't plan on getting a divorce.
Well, they done now.
No, I saw this one story on Instagram. This one woman. And this recent. She find out her boyfriend is her son that she gave away years ago.
What?
And she pregnant by him.
Oh, my goodness. How disgusting is that?
Wow. Oh,
she gave him away years when he was a baby. Damn. And I guess she in life.
Somebody,
yeah, they can meet again.
Dang.
Got together.
That is crazy.
And that's really her son.
And what you they
know,
gonna do?
Do you know these abortion laws now?
They never said what they was gonna do. They just did a reel on it.
With these strict abortion laws now, you gotta be, well, that's incest, so I think they will honor that. But you know, isn't some states that don't honor it? I think most states do honor incest. But I don't know how it was consensually done. I don't know how that would be if that was consensual. That's crazy. Oh, my goodness.
So she been sleeping with her son. Yeah. He been sleeping with his mama.
Yeah. Damn, birth mama. God. Dang. That's just... I wouldn't even told nobody that. That's just...
All right, I'm doing my last question. Next question. Yeah. What if you could be in a movie of your choice? What would it be and who would you play?
Oh, I'm going first. I think I would pick, Fat Girls. PHATZ Girls. But, and I played Monique with Tunde. But, you know what? I change it. I pick Beauty Shop. And I pick Queen Latifah.
Ooh, what's that movie?
Remember she was living with her mama.
Oh yeah.
And she fell in love with the guy piano player upstairs.
Yeah.
I play that.
I would pick White Chicks. And I would be one of the white chicks, because they that was a fun movie, and I love how they act, and they're very fashionable.
Whoa. I
want to spend. Oh, and whatever movie Michael Easy played in, whoever his wife was.
Talk about one with Kevin Hart.
I don't know. Whatever movie Michael Easy played in.
What's that movie they played in later with Kevin Hart, and they all went and got in trouble? With Terrence.
Michael Easy's a light-skinned man, not with the little with the brown eyes.
He ain't ugly, but...
The light-skinned dude, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Taraji, she fell in love with him. And Terrence, Howard, Kevin Hart.
Think Like a Man?
I think so. That's what you're talking about?
I just said whatever movie Michael Easy played, because I like Michael Easy.
My bad. I may not be right. Yeah, it's Think Like a Man. Because it's Think Like a Man, too, that Terrence and his girlfriend got married. Fiance got married. Oh.
I don't like chicks.
I don't know. Oh, that's a random what if. But that's a good one right there.
That was yours. I'm talking about your hair right. Both of these are yours.
Oh. Nipple. Now, all them goddamn movies you be watching.
Maybe they go to a song or let her thing and then she can
go. No, we just came for a song. Nah.
Oh.
All the movies she be watching.
Members of a Geisha? That was pretty cool.
Put her in. Shoes. No, what was the question again?
If was your movie, who would you be? Yeah, who would you play? What's the movie and who would you play?
A movie I can relate to, I would play. Hell, I'd be motherfucking silly because I live silly life.
Oh, Lord,
girl. Shit.
Oh, damn.
Motherfucking
God,
that's one of my favorite movies.
Ooh,
I felt Poseidon's pain.
Damn.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
That's who I would play.
God, look at what they.
Poseidon was Oprah.
No, Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh. The one she put a knife on. What's his name?
You couldn't do her fool.
Yeah.
Key, that's what she said. What that line, that famous line, everybody, she be saying, that famous line.
I hear you dead. Okay, here go my next one. It says, what if you had a chance to ask God only one question? What would your question be?
Dang.
Well, I ask him questions daily, so. But. If I snippleicious, if I had a chance to ask God one question and I would get the answers now, when that lottery dropped tonight, what the numbers gonna be? That would be my question. I communicate with God, so I would really ask. He probably won't give it to me because you know it's just gambling. But
what's the question?
You had a chance to ask God one question. What would your question be? I would literally ask him what the numbers come out to be tonight. That would be my question.
I just want to know, this ex-gasm. Like, when he be seeing all this stuff going on in the world, like, how does he feel when he be seeing all these kids get abused and all this terrible, awful stuff be happening to people and to children? I just want to know, how does he feel?
I guess I would have two questions in one. I would ask him when I want to know the exact date that my death going to be. And then, if I could be able to prepare or do what all the fuck I need to do. And can I just drink another bottle of tequila before I go to heaven?
What?
So those would be my two questions. Like
you had me with the first one, but
I need to know, you know. Yeah. Like
wow, Nifl. We're gonna keep on going. We stay out of time. You wanna go to the song or you think we need to keep on going?
Yeah, I'll go to the song.
Okay, we be back. I'm about to get them one more. We still got time.
Say that.
Temper, you stubborn. So you need to find an animal like that. Like
one of them little, what's them little, them, one of them little dogs, them little ferocious, feisty dogs, a Yorkie terrier, them terriers. I'm a terrier.
I think I'm a gorilla. I really think I'm a gorilla.
Wow.
Because like they keep you in the zoo. Like, they'll look at you, just, they'll look at you and just stare at you, but some of them will play with you or mimic you, and some of them just flick you off. Mm-hmm. I think I could be a gorilla, especially when I'm mad. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? I think I'd be a crossbreed. I think I'd be a gorilla and a tiger. Or gorilla or lion. Because I think that's just how my personality is. Yeah. I think I'd be a gorilla and a lion. I'd be a mixed breed. I'd be like a crossover. You know, the crossover cars? Yeah, that's what I'd be. And that's on period pool. And what would you be?
I think I would be a poisonous cobra.
Ooh.
Because I don't fuck with nobody. As long as you don't fuck with me. And we don't have to be in no herd. I can live by myself. Mm-hmm. On my own, I can handle my own. So, I think I would be a poisonous cobra because, yeah.
Because when somebody, why poisons though?
Because you fuck me, you're going to get killed.
Ooh.
Or you're going to get burned.
Ooh. Mm.
Okay, next question. Whatever you woke up to a house fire, what three things would you grab? My purse, shoes.
Now, what pair of shoes? Because you ain't got time to grab.
Okay,
all
no shoes. My purse. I need something sentimental. Probably my purse.
You got time to think about it. When that fire goes, you ain't gonna have time to think.
I know.
You gotta grab.
Purse, mommy pillow, Hello Kitty.
Now you coming out the back room, so what you grab? Probably the goddamn wallet. And probably my wallet, because my money. Yeah, that's probably the only time. Because you fight, first of all, you got to see real quick, because you got to hurry the fuck out before that smoke start getting in your lungs.
Right.
So, yeah, you ain't going to have time to get all that shit. Probably your wallet. You ain't going to have time. You ain't going to be no time. Unless you going to dive in, what do you call it?
Smoke
inhalation. Yeah. Well, I'm grabbing my book bag, and like it's getting, I'm grabbing my mom pillow, too, because everything else going on, insurance claim. So, oh yeah, my wallet and my phone, because my phone got my pictures and all.
Oh
that
yeah,
shit.
Definitely.
You know, always remake. Oh,
dang,
yeah.
How I fit the phone?
Yeah,
that part.
I guess I just automatically assume it'll be on me.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's my three things. I'm grabbing my book bag, with everything in there. I'm grabbing my phone and a pillow, a mom pillow. I'm grabbing that phone. Said, what if your man always wanted to have sex in just one position all the time? Would you bring it to his attention or just go with the flow?
Oh, I'm telling you right now, it ain't gonna be nothing ever me. Motherfucker, you talking about some one little handicap, one position, I ain't the one for you.
So. Well,
boring.
There's no way that.
The that same position all the time.
Every day.
All the time. Like, you ain't trying to do nothing out the box. Nothing. Like, nothing.
Yeah, we would definitely have to
bring it to attention.
Yeah.
Unless he can't help it.
Like, there's some kind of disability or. Maybe if he. What if he ain't got no legs? On no feet?
Well, I will already know that ahead of time. So,
That got to be some strong love.
If he got an accident or something that happened.
Yeah, what that
happened. That's different.
Yeah.
That's, love going to make you stay for that.
Yeah.
But, in the beginning, no. That's not going to happen. No. Because you do have some lazy motherfuckers out there who just want to, they just content with just doing the same thing every
you
time.
You see the challenge that's going around? Like, okay, it's more like a, not a challenge, but it's more like a respect. Like, women doing, like, if they was pounding a woman, like, they acting like a man, like, because they trying to.
Oh, yeah, I saw that challenge. That lady got so tired.
Yeah, but did you see the one, the man,
he got tired.
They right now. Did you see the one, the man, he got tired.
No, I ain't seen the man version.
He was acting, he was supposed to be the woman, act like he riding. And he couldn't make it either. And she was telling him, no, get up. He kept falling to my knees. And she's like, that's the same thing we be saying.
So he used to women being on top then.
Ride him. So she was like, no, get up. He had she had the clock going. I think he made it over 12 seconds. But he was complaining. He kept dropping. He kept falling.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Now.
Yeah.
Nah. That riding, women riding, that's some goddamn work. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. I'd be sweating like I'm on the damn track field. That's why that's not my most favorite position, because that's a lot of work. And I don't wanna be sweating and tired and all sweaty. But you know, I'll do it sometimes, you know, when I feel like being in the mood, but that shit is a lot of fucking work. Like, sometimes I do be thinking, how some of these niggas be lasting so long? That's a lot of work.
What?
Just pumping in general. Some of them can pump for hours. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes I don't mind getting tired of wiping you off, because I know you doing your work, boo.
Go ahead. Oh, my goodness. I know we got totally off the subject.
And then I got all this meat, too. You got to turn over and flip over. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You can go ahead. Go and take a shower. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. The Sensational Saturday. Listen, y'all, this is how long we've been gone, because there is no more Anchor. All right? Anchor is gone. There is no more Anchor. So you can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Just wherever you tune in or listen to a podcast, just type in two freaks and a virgin, TWO freaks and a virgin, and see if we pop up. If we didn't, go to another platform and type us in. We probably pop in there, okay? Y'all, we again apologize for the absence. You know, we got family, you know. We try to balance our time, and we just been, I don't know, we just been handling business, put it that way. So, shout out to all the Aries. Woo! Happy birthday. Let's keep on turning it up. We got a little long ways to go. We just starting out. But anyway, so y'all, we're going to try to be, we should be back here next Saturday, right? There's nothing going on. We should be back here next Saturday. So, bring a shot for Esgasm and Nipple Licalicious birthday. Bring a shot. And until then, do I forget anything else? Oh, yeah, we still on Facebook, Instagram, Exotic Sensations, XOTIC Sensations, SINSTIONS, okay? Exotic Sensations, Facebook, and Instagram. So until next Saturday, we out!
Straight to the brain for more.
Girl, let's turn this bedroom to a strip club. There's money everywhere. There's money everywhere. Yeah. Girl, let's turn this bedroom to a strip club.
Everywhere, 5,000 on a sheet.
from his bedroom to a strip.
Nah, y'all ain't gonna leave me off of this without doing the verse. It's RSVP.
That's your queen.
August J, August J. Honey stole his magic, said it's work for me. Calling you to my stage, work for me. Getting peaches, watch your strip a name. I love when we roleplay. I just wanna be your number one. Big tipper, so high tipper. Your wig is the letter. You want it out for me. Doing the split. Girl, let's turn this bedroom to a strip club. Running everywhere. Running everywhere.
Up your seatbelt. This is who we